Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, November 11th. These days, it's become almost mandatory to declare your company a purpose-driven brand, but no one said it would be easy. Take The Gap, for example. Last Wednesday, the day after Election Day, remember that? Oh, what feels like about a year ago? The Gap came forward with a message of unity to this divided country. On social media, it posted an image of its classic hoodie, but this one was navy on one side, red on the other. Click the image and a zipper brought the two sides together. The accompanying message, the one thing we know is that together we can move forward. Sitting perkily alongside the text were two hearts, one red, one blue. This while the United State of Anxiety was just beginning to hold its breath waiting for ballot counts and court battles. The Gap's message fell so flat that you might say no one voted for it, with the exception of the hapless brand manager who suggested it and the yes people in the boardroom who had thought it was a good idea. As Adweek's Catherine Lundstrom wrote, the hoodie mashup was greeted with almost exclusive derision. Many on social media criticized The Gap for being tone-deaf at such a tense moment, Lundstrom noted. The common sentiment, according to the New York Times, The Gap utterly failed to read the room. Within an hour, The Gap deleted its post. A brand representative assured the New York Times that the sweatshirt existed as an image only. They had no intention of selling it. In a statement sent to several publications, The Gap said their intention was to show the power of unity. They admitted their timing was too early, but said they had faith the country would, in fact, come together in the future. But just in case you think Gap is alone in making this sort of fashion faux pas, consider rival Lululemon. The luxury athleisure wear company is known for the $100-plus prices of its leggings. With more and more professionals working from home and scarfing up comfortable fashion, Lululemon's sales have soared. But so too have consumers' calls for brands to stand for something, and Lululemon tried. In September, the brand went viral worldwide for its case study of hypocrisy in marketing. The company highlighted the Instagram accounts of five of its brand ambassadors. One, Charlotte, North Carolina yoga teacher Rebbe Kern, was promoting a workshop calling on people to resist capitalism. The ouch factor of a multi-billion-dollar luxury brand telling consumers to resist capitalism, well, it drew attention from press all over the globe, from the BBC to the New York Post. Ultimately, Lululemon deleted that post. It also distanced itself from its own brand ambassador, drawing criticism from Kern's followers, according to the Charlotte Observer. In October, struggling Gap revealed that its latest strategy is to pump its own small but successful athleisure brand, Athleta, taking direct aim at rival Lululemon. At least they'll be evenly matched when it comes to brand messaging. But the lesson from both companies' missteps is for marketers everywhere. Those who choose to publicly support a mission must be authentic about it and support it through and through. There are a million ways to get mission-driven marketing wrong, and only narrow paths to doing it right. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.